Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And you know, because I'm in such a world of seeing the reality of the Word of God and in contact constantly with people that have miracles, that my brain just goes tilt when a real Christian says, miracles are not for today. But unfortunately, half the Christians in America probably believe that. And the other half, some see miracles, some don't. That's not the way the Bible reads. And I have a friend by the name of Dolores Winder, who, in my opinion, had one of the greatest healing miracles of the 20th century, one of the greatest healing miracles that I have ever investigated, one of the best documented healing miracles, that those skeptics that say healing and miracles are not for today, get ready to change your view. Dolores, back in 1956, you had a diagnosis of pseudoarthrosis, which is really the beginning stages of osteoporosis, and they finally really diagnosed it for what it was, advanced osteoporosis, which literally caused your bones to get brittle and old before their time. Did you have any premonition, if you will, that you would be hit with such a debilitating disease?
No, I really didn't. I was always small and thin, and they called me frail, but and I had a lot of broken bones when I was a child. But I was a tomboy, and I did a lot of things to cause broken bones. So we thought nothing of it until my spine broke down.
And what did they do to temporarily fix your spine?
Well, they did a spinal fusion, and thought it would be fine, but it happened to not hold for too long. And they had me on medication to strengthen the bone. And then this went on, and finally I had another spinal fusion done, the second one, by the same doctor who did the first one. And he said he was puzzled because he took some bone out, some of the old bone out, and could pulverize it in his hand. And he said, it seems as though it just never got the nourishment it needed. And so they had me in a body cast for a year, and then put me in a brace and told me I would never come out of the brace. And I could live that way, but it was very difficult. And then the next thing I knew, that fusion broke. And I was doctoring all the time because they kept trying to strengthen everything. But the second fusion broke. And they finally sent me to a specialist in Fort Worth. And in the meantime, till we found him, my medical doctor was giving me shots right into the spine area to stop the pain. And I was having that done every week, because of the pain, and the pain medication wouldn't really work well. And then finally, they decided to do the third fusion, and they went through the abdomen to do that, and put the bone in from the front instead of the back. And that held for about 2 years, and then it broke again. And then I had another one done. I had four fusions done in all, and was in a body cast from the time of the third fusion, when they did it through the abdomen.
What was the purpose of the body cast?
Well, my bones weren't fragile, and I couldn't stand up very long. And so they had me in a body cast, and a brace wouldn't do it. So I lived in body cast the first 7 years of it. They had me in one that was just like a regular body cast that they put on you. And they would split the sides down and would put fasteners on it so they could take me out to wash me. But that was how I lived. And then the last 7 years, the deterioration went up to the neck. And the neck broke down, and I had to wear a beautiful, wonderful Queen Anne collar.
So you had, let me get this straight, you had the body cast and the Queen Anne collar together?
For the last 7 years.
That had to be very uncomfortable to live like that.
Well, it was uncomfortable, but finally, when they could not control the pain, what they did was, they call it percutaneous cordotomy. Instead of a cutting cordotomy where they would cut several nerves, they burned out the nerve centers for the right side of my body up to my neck level. So I had no more pain on the right side.
Now, could this be reversed?
No. Three doctors have to certify that you are terminal before they do it, because it can never be reversed.
So this is a last resort.
Yes. This is just to make people comfortable. They don't even do it anymore because it's so traumatic. And then finally, less than a year later, they did the left side. Could come up a little above the waist, couldn't come higher because my heart and lungs were too bad for me to automatic breathe at that time. And so I had no feeling on the right side of my body at all.
Oh, how could you walk?
Well, that was I was supposed to be in a wheelchair, and we were talking about that the other day, and they kept saying, you know, now, Dolores, you know you won't be able to walk. But I would not go into a wheelchair. And I walked with somebody holding me and me holding on to something. I couldn't use a walker, but I would just hold on to the wall. And so I was confined to home.
So if, as I understand, you kind of shuffled because you couldn't really lift your feet up.
You didn't know where your feet were anymore. Then I had no control over body functions because I didn't feel anything. But at least I was alive. And I had the youngest son who was adopted. And I just felt like, Lord, I can't die yet. He still needs me. And so finally...
Well, let me ask you a question now. What was your belief in reference to God and in reference to healing?
I knew nothing about healing. Did not believe in it. I knew Jesus. I knew where I was going when I died. And I was programmed to die, and it was fine. And I had maybe a strange way of believing. I thought, because I loved Jesus and I knew I was going to heaven, I thought that God must want me this way or I wouldn't be this way. And after my healing...
That's almost like some people say, everything happens for a purpose, but they don't realize there's evil in this world as well as good, and the evil does not have a good purpose.
And we also, we were never taught anything about authority or taking authority or rejecting this kind of thing. And so I knew nothing. I just went along with what was happening.
Dolores, after these two percutaneous cordotomies, which is basically burning out the nerve centers at the base of the brain so that you won't have feeling and so you won't have the pain. They only do this if someone is terminal. How much time did you have to live after these two operations?
Well, the doctors told me after the second one, and they did the second one through the throat, and sometimes I have a problem with my voice, even now at times, because they paralyzed my vocal cords. But they said, you know, it can't be long, so it really doesn't matter whether you can speak or not. So I had a hoarse whisper. But they expected within 2 years that would be it.
Do you remember when the doctor said to you, this is it?
Yes. They asked me to go into the hospital one more time. My heart and lungs were failing. And then my kidneys were closing off. And I had a constant kidney infection in one, and the other one was closed off. So They wanted to take me back in one more time because these doctors had been with me for 9 years. And they said, we'd like to call in another neurosurgeon and see if there's anything more we can do. Now, by this time, the fusion was broken again, and one bone was through the skin and stayed that way for 7 months. And they just had to put a patch on it for me. But we expected that it would soon be over. And then the doctors told me years before that, several years before that, that it would be when the kidneys closed down. My heart was still stable enough to maintain me. I could only eat a little bit of chicken, Lipton chicken noodle soup, toast and tea, and a little piece of broiled chicken occasionally because I also had a hiatal hernia. And I finally, when they checked and said, you know, this is it, but we need to see. And then also they said, maybe we can find something out for somebody else. So I went back in the hospital, and they did all the testing. And my orthopedic surgeon, who was a good friend, came in and sat down, and he started crying. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, there's nothing more we can do. And he said, I would give anything in this world to make you well, and there's nothing we can do. And I said, Ben, I'm glad. It's time. And I said, can I go home to die? And he said, if Bill will take you. And Bill took me home to die.
About how much time did they speculate you would have?
Just any time.
Mm. I'll tell you what, let's hold that thought right there. And you can understand, Mishpucha, why I say this is one of the greatest miracles I have ever heard of. Totally provable. There is nothing any doctor could say when they read this. The book is called Surprised by Healing. And when you read this book, wherever your faith is, it will explode. And if you know people that don't believe in healing, I don't know of a better book. And if you are someone that is not seeing a lot of healings, when you read this book, especially the teaching that she has put in this book, it's going to push you into a whole new level. Surprised by Healing, donation of $18. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalutzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.